You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 100. Woohoo! Let's celebrate.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Well, hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 100. I'm absolutely thrilled to be celebrating this milestone with you, so thank you for being here. Now, to celebrate the 100th episode, I have a really fun contest I'm going to tell you about, one that includes coming to San Diego and spending the day with me and talking all about your business. Now, that's just a little teaser because I first want to talk about a really important topic about your business before we get to the contest. So stay with me here for sure. Now, some of you might be thinking, how are you only on your 100th episode? Because I've been doing this since 2013. So if you've been following me since the beginning, 100 seems kind of weird. I was thinking the same thing. But then I remembered in 2013 and 2014, I was not doing consistent podcast episodes, meaning they weren't coming out once a week like they do now. That didn't start until 2015. So with 2013, 2014, it was very random. It might have been 2 a month, maybe 3 a month, but sometimes even 1 a month. Do I suggest that? No, I do not. I think a weekly podcast, a weekly blog, a weekly video show, whatever it might be, weekly is the key word there. Consistency beats out all of your competition. So I do want to encourage you, if you're not creating consistent content every single week, I do want you to look at that inside your business. Because when my podcast finally went weekly and I was generating really good content week after week after week, the loyalty with my audience increased. My list increased because I started to do a lot of giveaways inside of my podcast. And I felt like I had found my groove. Like I knew exactly what I wanted to do, what I wanted to talk about. It just felt more streamlined inside of me as well. So there's a lot of perks that come to creating consistent content. I want to just encourage you to do so. Now, let's talk about the topic at hand today. And it's a very serious mistake that I want to talk about because I see it happen over and over again. In fact, you might be making this big mistake in your business right now and you didn't even know it. It's such a common mistake with huge consequences, but I rarely hear anybody talk about it. Here's what I'm talking about. The mistake I see so many entrepreneurs make, especially in their first 2 years of doing business, is taking their business vertical before they've optimized their horizontal opportunities. And my goal for this episode is to help you decide if you should spend more time working horizontally or are you ready to go vertical. So to make sure we're on the same page, here's what I mean about horizontal versus vertical. Staying horizontal in your business means focusing on one core program, product, or service and optimizing it, making it better, expanding on it, driving more traffic to it, optimizing your sales with it, and getting really good at putting it out there as much as humanly possible to attract your ideal audience while using multiple strategies to do so. Versus going vertical means adding another product, program, or service to the mix or changing focus to put more effort, time, and money into a new endeavor. So going vertical usually shows up like this. You have a successful product and you put it on automation so that you can work on a new product. Or you optimize that one product, you launch it live maybe multiple times, and then you still plan to launch it live again, but you're ready to move on to something new and you'll come back to that when it's time to launch. So you're kind of putting it on the back burner and then you'll come back to it when the time is right. So you're adding another product, program, or service to your product suite, one that complements your initial offer, or one that takes your customer to the next level, like the next logical step after finishing your initial program. So for example, adding a mastermind component so that you can take a deeper dive into your customers' businesses or your customers' lives, depending on your niche, would be going vertical, or adding a live event to the mix, or maybe creating a membership site. This is after you've already done your initial program, product, or service. So you've got a lot of options here, but the key is your business is ready for the next level. When you go vertical, that does not mean you're not supporting or maintaining what you've previously created. It means you're doing both, but the new project is getting your bigger focus. Vertical is more difficult because now instead of having one plate in the air, you have two or three or four plates in the air. So that's why it's a little bit trickier. Now, both strategies, vertical and horizontal, are smart, and both are necessary to build a sustainable, profitable business. The secret is knowing when to stay horizontal versus when to go vertical. And the truth is that most entrepreneurs get a bit restless and want to go vertical more quickly than they should. Am I speaking to you? You'll know it. You'll probably know it instantly once I get into a little bit more detail here. Now, this entire topic came about when I was a guest at my friend's mastermind weekend retreat. My friend James Wedmore offered an in-person mastermind experience this year to his audience, and he chose 12 really amazing entrepreneurs in his group. Now, he asked me to be a guest and present on scaling my business. So I did a really personalized training for this group. And then James said, hey, do you want to stay for the rest of the weekend? And you could sit in on the hot seats. And I thought, that's a big yes. So it was really fun. Now, many of them talked about whether they should go horizontal or vertical in their businesses. Some of them didn't necessarily think in terms of horizontal and vertical, but that became the buzzword when people would get in their hot seats and talk about the opportunities in front of them. And all the examples they shared and the challenges they faced about building their business really inspired me to talk about this topic here. So a big shout out to James's special mastermind members. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the ideas and the inspiration. Now, while talking about horizontal versus vertical, I heard someone in the mastermind say that some of the top marketers suggest you stay with one program or one product for a full 18 months before you move on. So you heard me, a full 18 months. And I 100% agree with that. Moving on too soon can really derail your success because you end up stretching yourself too thin. In fact, I want to share with you 5 problems with going vertical before you've optimized your horizontal opportunities. Let's start out with the first one that is really, really a biggie, and that is you're leaving money on the table. So when you launch something, and maybe it does so-so, or you launch something and it does really well, if you don't do that again, you are going to leave so much money on the table because remember, people don't always buy right out of the gate. Sometimes they need to see your promotion 3, 4, 5 times, in fact. And so if you're just putting it out there once or even twice, I promise you, you are leaving money on the table. And if you're just launching it to your list and then you're going to move on to something new, you're missing out on a whole world of opportunity with using Facebook advertising. So just know that I can promise you, if you've launched and then moved on, you have left a lot of money on the table. Now, number 2 is you are not ever going to see the full potential of the power of what you've created. In a minute, I'm going to share with you my own personal experience of growing the Facebook Marketing Profit Lab and what it looked like over about a year and a half span. So about 18 months. Now, one thing that helped me immensely was that I kept perfecting the program. So Facebook Marketing Profit Lab used to be my signature program. And because I launched it for 18 months and then some, I was able to perfect the program and get really clear about what was working for my audience and what wasn't working. So the power of what I created was really obvious to me as I started to perfect the program and listen to my audience more and dig into the Profit Lab and honestly just make it better every single time. If I had just launched it once or twice, I would have never seen the potential that it actually had in terms of really good content. Now, number three is you are cutting off your creativity and opportunity to grow in your own business. Now, what I mean by that is when you have a product, program, or service, and you really focus on that one thing, the ideas start to flow. You actually start filtering everything in your business based on this one product, program, or service. And because of that, you start to come up with new ideas. You get more creative because you're more centered. You're more grounded in what your business is all about. So if you've ever struggled with feeling pulled in a million directions or having a million different ideas, that changes a bit when you're just focusing on one product. A million ideas for one product is a whole lot better than a million ideas for all these different things you could be doing in your business right now. It's a different kind of experience for sure. And you get to be more laser focused when you filter everything through that one product.
I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply.
Number four, you're going to create more overwhelm and stress for yourself and your team if you don't stay horizontal long enough. And I think many of us have experienced this, where we've added a live event to the mix, or we decided to write a book too soon, or we've added a whole nother product or some kind of mastermind or whatever it might be. We've added it too soon. And so now that one thing that was getting our attention is not getting our attention anymore, but we still have to keep coming back to it because we know that we haven't really optimized it yet. So now you're trying to juggle two different things. Neither one of them is probably doing really well. Or there's some of you on this episode today, listening to this episode, that you're juggling four or five different projects. That's really difficult. And you're probably struggling to see consistent revenue across the board. That's because you went vertical too soon. And that's okay. This is a really common mistake, and it's one that can be corrected, so we'll talk about that. And number five is you're doing a disservice to your customers. And that kind of this one kind of comes back to the fact that when I focused only on Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, I was able to perfect the content. And so I could go back to it and say, okay, I want to change this to make it more easy to follow. Or, you know, Facebook has changed so dramatically, I think I can make this program even better now. And so I continued to tinker with it. Now, in the mastermind group, I kind of joked to everybody that I think I re-recorded Facebook Marketing Profit Lab like 10 times. That is not something I suggest to everybody. That was a little overkill, but I became obsessed with it. And I do believe that it allowed me to be a better content creator because I forced myself to find a better flow for how I teach. I forced myself to create content in a way that my audience would be engaged with and they'd stay with me the whole time and they'd actually do the exercises and get the work done. I became obsessed with getting people through the entire program. That was really important to me. In the beginning, when I first created Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, the last thing I was thinking about was how do I help my audience get through this entire program? Because I was so new at it, I thought, how do I create this program? Like I was in the early stages. So for those of you who signed up for Facebook Marketing Profit Lab in those very early years, thank you so much for sticking with me till today, because I know it probably was a little bit rocky. And I think for all of us, that is going to happen. I still believe I added value. I know I have some great success stories out there from those first few years, but I do think that, you know, my program got better and better over the years. So big shout out to my first students. Believe me, you have a special place in my heart for sure. Now, I want to talk to you about what the Facebook Marketing Profit Lab looked like in terms of revenue because I stayed vertical with it. And this was a big aha moment for me because in 2012, I created Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, but I was tinkering with a whole bunch of other things as well. I was doing a lot of speaking, you know, like on stage live. I was thinking about a new program, a Facebook ads program. I had just launched Facebook Marketing Profit Lab and I had FB Influence, which was another Facebook 101 type program. So in 2012, I had a lot going on. And I launched Facebook Marketing Profit Lab and it did pretty well. But at the same time, I was totally frazzled. And so what I decided to do in 2013 is recorrect, go back to the basics, stay really streamlined on one major product. Now, I still had a few things going on in the background, but they had to take a back seat. They could not get the bulk of my focus. I really needed to make Facebook Marketing Profit Lab the one thing I focused on all year. And that's exactly what I did. So for those of you who felt like, oh, I might have gone vertical way too soon, there is a way to recorrect, but it means you have to stop doing some things to give that one initial program, product, or service your full attention. So I just kind of want to give you hope there. So here's what the Facebook Marketing Profit Lab looked like in terms of revenue. Now remember, I launched it in 2012, and it did about $30,000 per launch on average. But then in January 2013, we had a $35,000 launch. So I did not increase it incredibly. Like I wasn't there yet in terms of streamlining. So after the January 2013 launch, I got way more strategic. And if you followed me during my B-School launch that just ended, I talk a lot about this because I used a lot of the B-School strategies, list building, messaging, positioning, copywriting. Those all became a huge focus for me in 2013. So in April, we went from a $35,000 launch to a $118,000 launch. And then in October, we launched again and it was a $283,000 launch. And then in April of 2014, we did a $950,000 launch, same program throughout. I made it better. I tinkered with it. I really challenged myself to make sure the messaging around this launch was right. And also, I got really strategic with how I launched it in terms of the marketing. So that was a whole other, you know, layer of strategy that I added to this. It wasn't just about the content, but how I marketed it. So I went from $35,000 in January 2013 to $950,000 in April of 2014. And I really do believe the reason why that happened is because I got better and better and stayed horizontal. Now, what I did not do is I didn't create a mastermind component in the middle of all that, even though I started getting a lot of requests for one-on-one coaching and masterminding because I had these students that were diving in deep with me in the Profit Lab, so they wanted more. But I knew I couldn't go there or I wouldn't be able to stay the course. I stopped speaking on stage because the travel was taking me away from focusing on the special opportunity I knew I had in front of me. I focused more on perfecting the program, making the offer stronger, making my marketing stronger. Things like understanding my audience more, talking to customers who went through the program to get specific about what they needed and wanted and where they might have been struggling. I want to give a great shout out to one of my students, Michelle Evans. Michelle got on the phone with me right before my big 2014 launch. And she had gone through the program and she had had some amazing success. She was a go-getter for sure. And I said, Michelle, talk to me about where you think others are getting stuck in my Profit Lab program, because she was really vocal in the private Facebook group that I had created for the program. And she just really drilled down. You know, it's really special when you find a student that cares enough to tell you everything that they think and feel about your program, where they thought it was fantastic, where they thought it kind of came up short. She told me everything. And one of the things she shared with me is that people were getting so stuck on creating a lead magnet that they weren't getting to the bigger strategies inside my program. So she said, you've got to keep it more simple. And that's when I started to focus more on the whole motto of pursue simple, get fancy later. And a big shout out to Brad Martineau of Sixth Division. He was the one who kind of came up with that catchphrase, and I had to call him and tell him I needed to steal it for this program. But pursue simple, get fancy later became a theme inside the Profit Lab because I realized my students were complicating things. And that whole theme really made a difference in terms of how I sold it. The social media sales funnel was derived from that whole conversation I had with Michelle. I mean, so much came up in those conversations. So I want to encourage you, if you've launched something and you're thinking, okay, I really want to go back to it, I want to make it better, but I don't know what to do, get on the phone with those who have gone through the program. It could make a huge difference. So Michelle, thank you so very much for doing that. That was a really special opportunity for me. Now, here's a perk. I had mentioned this earlier, but I want to make sure I hit home with it. And that is that when you stay horizontal long enough, you start to filter your business by a very specific lens. Everything you do, every decision you make, all the big picture strategies and the small moves all get filtered through that one program that you're focusing on. And it makes it a whole lot easier to focus and get clarity. So if you're looking for focus and clarity, horizontal might be where you want to be right now. Now, here are some ways to know if you should stay horizontal or if you're ready to go vertical. And believe me, everyone needs to go vertical at one time or another. But I'm going to guess that mostly those who I attract to my podcast and my blog and all my programs, most of those people that I'm attracting probably need to stay horizontal a little bit longer. But here's some ways to know. You want to stay horizontal if you have a product that you sold and it did pretty well, but you've only sold it once or just a few times. So you would like to see stronger sales with that product, stay horizontal. Or if you've launched a product and it did not do well, you might be thinking you need to create something different. And that might be the case. You're going to need to do the research to know, hey, did I just not market that right? Did I miss the mark just a little bit, or am I completely off? So either you totally get rid of your first offer and you start new, or you decide to go back and tweak that first offer. That's something you need to decide. But if you totally start something new, that means that you cannot go back and tinker with that other thing. This is something that blurs the lines. If you launch something, it didn't do well, you're thinking you missed the mark, stop working on that, start something brand new and stay horizontal, or go back to it and figure out what you did wrong and make it better. either or. You can't do both, because then that means you're going vertical by just adding something else to the mix. Okay, so that part's really important. It's a good distinction to consider. Now you might be thinking, but Amy, I'm never going to make enough money if I only sell one thing. Well, I'm not saying to only sell one thing in your business forever. I mean, if you look at my product suite, I definitely have multiple online training programs. But what I want to challenge you with is the fact that you can be making a whole lot more money with something that you've already created and you've moved on from it. And so you'll never see the full potential of that program, product, or service. Now, I want you to think in terms of strategy and adding more strategic marketing to that one thing. So let's talk about it. You could do more webinars. You could create more list building opportunities around that one program. You could start using Facebook ads more consistently. There's social media opportunities. You could do a video launch. You could add affiliates to the mix. That takes things to an entirely new level. There's special media opportunities. You can get interviewed more about that one program, product, or service. You could, you know, do podcast interviews, guest blog posting, get on major media. I've seen it done in a million different ways. And then when you stay horizontal, you'll find out why everyone talks about loving funnels. So for those of you out there that think, why does everyone talk about funnels all the time? Or funnels totally freak me out because of the technology and I don't even have a funnel in my business. But when you stay horizontal with one big thing, you're going to start thinking about a funnel. Creating a funnel, meaning how do people get into your business? How do you start building a relationship with them? And how do you move them eventually to want to buy your program, product, or service? You should never move vertical unless you have a really solid funnel around that one first thing that you've created. That's another telltale sign. If you've moved vertical with a new idea, a new opportunity, but you look back on that first one that's kind of doing well, but you don't really have a solid funnel for it, you're not using Facebook ads to filter into a list building opportunity and then taking that new subscriber and moving them through a relationship opportunity with you, getting to know you more, and then eventually selling to them. If you don't have something like that, you probably want to come back to horizontal and work on that before you add any new opportunity to your business. Now, here's the thing. I know that it is normal to want to create something new in your business. I'm talking to a lot of creatives right now with a lot of amazing ideas. This is a little bit about self-constraint. You have to hold back just a little bit to see the magic happen. And I know that's hard and where a lot of us are impatient, so I get it. But what I'm suggesting is that you focus that creative energy and all those ideas that are built up inside right now, focus that on one thing, make it better, enhance it, and make sure you're delivering a stellar product. That's where you're going to see the magic inside your business. When you've got your business dialed in and the launches become easier, now let's not get crazy, launching is never easy, but it does get easier, and you're able to start to implement automation in your business more and more, that is usually a telltale sign that you're ready to go vertical. So if you were looking for the answer to, well, when do I know it's time to go vertical? When you've got things dialed in more, and either you put that program, product, or service on automation so you don't have to focus on it anymore, or you're going to put it on hold because you do live launches so you know, okay, I'm not going to do another live launch for 6 months, so now I'm freeing up my time to focus on something new. That's when you start to think about the vertical. So what I would love for you to do is to have an honest conversation with yourself. A little bit of tough love might be needed just about now. Or if you have a team, have the conversation about horizontal versus vertical with your team and ask yourself, did you stay horizontal long enough in your business? Or if you're there now, have you been there long enough? Or have you wanted to move into vertical a bit too fast and maybe you've actually moved there already and you're thinking, this does not feel so great? If you've been struggling in your business to make sales and you feel stretched too thin most of the time, you likely need to tweak your business model a bit. and get back to the basics. Get back to focusing on your horizontal opportunities. Just something to think about. Now, if you want me to help you figure out where you should be focusing your time and if you should be spending more time in horizontal or if it's time for you to go vertical, I have a special contest opportunity to share with you in honor of my 100th anniversary. So here's the deal. I no longer offer one-on-one coaching, and I don't currently offer any opportunity to mastermind. However, it's one of the requests I get asked about all the time. So in honor of my 100th episode, I wanted to create something extra special. I am giving one person the opportunity to get laser coaching from me in person in San Diego. I'm going to fly one lucky winner to San Diego for a full day's one-on-one coaching session with me. We'll take a look at your entire business, your avatar, your messaging, your positioning, your products, programs, offers, list building funnel, all of it. And I will give you my insights, my feedback, and advice to help you take your business to the next level, whether it be horizontal or vertical. Now, my offer of coaching is good for someone with an established business that wants to up-level, but it's also good for someone who's just starting out. So as long as you've been in business for at least a year, you know what you want to offer, you've started to build out your foundation, such as creating consistent content, or you've got a blog or a podcast, then you too are a good candidate for this contest. So you don't need to be well established in your business for me to choose you for this special opportunity. Now, the fun part is that I will put you up for a night at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa right near my home, where we'll meet about your business all day, and then I'll take you to a fun dinner since your brain will probably be pretty fried and frazzled and you'll need a good night out. So we're going to make it an entire day. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, here's what you need to know. All the details about this contest are on my show notes. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/100, you could see all the details, but I'm going to run through them here with you now as well. First of all, you need to make a short video, under 3 minutes. And in the video, I want you to tell me what you do, tell me why you would be a good candidate for our deep dive, and tell me what you hope to get out of spending the day with me here in San Diego. My team and I will select one winner based on your initiative, your willingness to put yourself out there, your enthusiasm, and your ability to communicate clearly what you do and what you want to get out of this time together. I want you to show me your personality. So express yourself in any way that you feel most comfortable and show me what you're all about. Number two, post your video on YouTube and enter the following in the description: amyporterfield.com, and then Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy podcast contest. Number three, post the link to your video in the comments below this blog post. That part's really important because that is where we're going to see your entry. You need to post a link to your YouTube video in the comments below in the show notes. Number four, share your video on social media with the link to our contest page. So amyporterfield.com/100th episode, and use the hashtag Amy's Coaching Giveaway. Now, you do not have to do number four. If you feel like, whoa, that is a little much posting it on social media, I'm not sure if I want to put myself out there that much just yet. You don't have to do number four, but I would appreciate it just to get the word out there about this special contest. But I know it's a big deal just to do the video itself and post it on YouTube and post a link in the comments. So I get it. I totally understand. So let's talk about the submission deadline. All video entries must be posted in the comments of the show notes at amyporterfield.com/100 by Sunday, March 6th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you have until Sunday, March 6th to post your video. We will announce the winner on Monday, March 13th. So you don't have to wait very long once you submit your video. Monday, March 13th, we will announce the winner. We'll put it on the show notes and we'll contact the winner, and I'll probably be talking about it all around social media. We cannot wait to see your videos. So don't be shy. I know it's a big step to put yourself out there, but I really want to encourage you to do so because this opportunity to meet with me where I put a laser focus on you and your business could be business changing and life changing. So it's definitely worth putting yourself out there. So I want to take a minute to thank you immensely for following me on my journey of creating this podcast. It truly is one of the most favorite things I do inside my business, and it's probably made the biggest impact in my ability to reach a bigger audience and connect with you and grow my business overall. So thank you so very much for letting me do what I love. I cannot wait to continue this podcast with more and more episodes about building your business and list building and webinars and all the cool stuff that I get to talk about. And I cannot wait to see what you create in your own business. So let's continue the journey. Thanks again, and I hope to see your video soon. Go to amyporterfield.com/100 for all the contest rules and to submit your video. Have a wonderful day or night wherever you are in this world, and I cannot wait to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.